Okay, let's move on to the League of Ireland and Fun Harps. Harps heading to Limerick to play Tralee tomorrow night, Friday, down at Markets Field. It kicks off at 7:45. We'll have updates from this crucial game with Michael Cook tomorrow evening. Tralee currently bottom of the table on 12 points, sharing bottom place with Kerry. And then Harps in 8, third from bottom on 17. But Joe, Harps are going into this game having had two wins on the bounce. And listen, they were good the last day when they took that victory, of course, against Kerry in another crucial encounter. But Harps are not in a bad place going into this tie tomorrow.
No, look, Kevin had been disappointed there. He had a couple of defeats in a row. He had a couple of really positive draws. I think it was around the last time I was speaking to you with Cork and with Bray when they were top of the table. And then, unfortunately, things just didn't go to plan for the next couple of weeks. But those two wins in the last couple of weeks are very, very important. You know, gives them 6 points, but also gives them a great belief. You know, that defeat that they give to Bray was a big one, and coming through last week against Kerry and getting across the line is another positive result for them. And you know, going down to Limerick this weekend could bring them into a good place. The only concern you would have is in their away form. Like, they've only won once on the road, and all these trips to Munster is very, very taxing. But you know, going to Tralee this week, if they can get something, that can push them right up the table. And you know, you can string another two victories in the next week or three, even in the up until the break, that could push them right up the table and put them in a really strong position as they head into the break in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, I'm actually just looking at the bottom of the table here. Harps obviously playing Tralee, and then they've got Longford to come next weekend at home. Longford this weekend play Cork. So if Cork were to take the one that you would expect them to do, if Harps can win in Tralee, and then next week take a one against Longford Town, all of a sudden there's about a daylight between Harps and those bottom two and bottom three places. So there is. Is that too much to ask of them, is it, Joe?
No, it's not. When you look there, UCD is the only club that has a run of greens in the last five matches. You know, they had four wins, but then they got defeated last week. You know, Cork a couple of weeks ago had the League One, and it was just a matter of finishing out the season. And that gap has closed up as well. So, you know, from third down to Harps in eighth, any one of those teams can win in any given week. And I think that's what's so important about this league. If you compare it almost to the Championship in England, on any given week you could win, but in any given week you could also end up getting beat. And you know, that's the competitive nature that they have there. But you know, Kevin and the lads will be going down there, two really good performances, two good results. So you know, they're going down to Limerick now hoping that they can build on that and then go into the Longford match. You know, that could be four victories in a row that he'd be looking for. And before the end of the break, then your last game before the break is Cork City away. So if you could definitely get two victories out of those three matches, would put you in a really good healthy position now going into the break. Because after the break you come back in June then with a home tie to UCD, and you know, that would give them a couple of weeks to prepare for that after the Cork game.
Yeah, a couple of players named on the team of the week this week as well: Gavin McAteer, Max Hutchinson, and Corey Sheridan, all rightly so included in the 11, because they played well against Kerry the last day. When you add in the performance of the likes of Josh Cullen the game before that against Cork, these types of players are starting to step up to the plate now, so they are for Kevin McHugh.
Yeah, and look, at those young lads are getting experience, and they're now running into, like, some of those lads will be heading into 40, 50 matches at 18 years of age. You know, that's a good bank of experience to have at that stage. They're finding themselves in those matches now, that they're comfortable in those games. And the other one that'll stand to those younger players and more skillful players is, as the pitches get better now and they're not as heavy as they were at the start of the season, those players will start to flourish now, because they'll be able to get the ball down and play. And, you know, for Corey coming back in now, it's a huge boost to himself and to the team as well, where he has been doing really, really well. So look, it's important that they keep building. And you know, one of the things that I've been looking at over the last couple of weeks, Harps have been in and around the box a lot more than they have in previous matches. They've got a couple of penalties. Joel stuck one away, he missed one, he scored another one. So from that point of view, that's a positive as well, because that tells you when you're in around the penalty box winning penalties, then you're putting other teams under pressure. So again, for Harps, it'll be a huge positive again going into this weekend if they can get that attack and threat going. And you know, those players in and around the team of the week is very, very important, because that tells you that, and it gives your players confidence, because when they look around the dressing and they've got one or two players in that team every week, or different fellas going in, that's a really fill up for Kevin and the boys every week.
Yeah, so Fun Harps on the road at Treaty, 7:45 Friday evening. Once again, we'll have updates from that game here in Highland with Michael Cook tomorrow night. As for the rest of the game, second place UCD are hosting Bray Wanderers. Kerry will face Wexford, and Athlone Town have a trip to Cove to take on the Ramblers boys. And then on Saturday, Cork City are heading to Longford Town. The fixtures this week in the Premier Division. Again, there's four on Friday night. Bohemians take on Drogheda United. St Patrick's Athletic, who are second, are hosting Shelburne, who sits seventh. Waterford are taking on Derry City. Dundalk are taking on the leaders and defending champions Shamrock Rovers. And then on Saturday, Sligo Rovers are playing Galway United in a Connacht derby. We'll look forward to that game in just a few moments. But first up, Derry City Joe, who are going to Waterford. They'll be looking for a bit of a bounce back following that defeat to Drogheda. It seemed to be that things may have been steadying, and then there was that blip last week again. They dominated things, but they couldn't score, and it was Drogheda that took the full 3 points. So is Waterford a good enough game now for Derry to look for a comeback from the last day out?
You would think so. You know, Waterford are sitting with just 6 points and they haven't won a game yet. Now, you're hoping that they don't get the bounce from the new manager, Neil Coughlin's come in to Waterford after John Daly's leaving there. So you're hoping that Derry can build on that. The concerning thing for me again is just the lack of goals across the team in Derry. Now, we're glad to see that Michael Duffy is back in, but from that point of view, there's not enough goals being scored and they're not getting the chances. Like Duffy's sitting on 5 goals, he's their top scorer, and he is just 2 of those are from penalties. So that's a real concern. And going into the game against Waterford, and like the game last week against Drogheda, to get beat 1-0, you know, you need to be scoring. And you would always look at a Derry team capable of scoring goals, and that's their big Achilles heel this season. They've only won 4 of their 16 matches. You know, they've lost more games than they've won at this stage in 7 draws. That's not good enough. And, you know, they really are chasing second, third position here at the minute, because they're a huge way behind Shamrock Rovers, not just on points, but in how they're playing and how they're going about it. And that consistency, again, is a big issue for Derry City as they go down to Waterford this weekend. And they've got to bounce back. They've got to get that fifth victory. They can't afford another loss.
And before the break as well, the 2 games to come after Waterford, they may both be at home, but they could prove difficult. St Pat's is one and Shelburne's the other.
Yeah, and again, you know, they're playing in Celtic Park. It's another new surroundings for them. Those matches and that match against St Pat's, you definitely would want to be going into that with a victory down in Waterford. And then a positive result from the St Pat's would bring them into the Shelburne match in good flight. And again, that's another Friday-Monday match. So that's 2 tough matches. The only good thing is Derry are home in both of those matches, so they don't have the travelling after the long journey to Waterford. So that's a huge advantage for them. So they've really got to press home in these 3 matches, where they're definitely looking for 7 points, if not the 9 points, out of these next 3 matches to try and make some inroads into the league and try and catch Dundalk. Like, I don't think many people have predicted that Dundalk at this stage would be 3 points ahead of Derry in the league table.
What do you make of the announcement recently by Derry Joe that they are on the search for a head of player recruitment? Now, Tiernan Lynch told the Derry Journal this week that it's a hugely progressive move by the club. They're looking for somebody with experience in football recruitment, scouting or player analysis. This is another move by Derry and the board. And obviously the big teams across the world do this. But now it's filtering into the League of Ireland and filtering into the North West and Derry City. What's your thoughts on a head of player recruitment being appointed at the Brandywell?
Yeah, when you look around all the top Premier League teams or the Champions League teams or across Europe, this is the model that a lot of the coaches, you know, gone are the days when the likes of Alex Ferguson would have talked to the player, negotiated a contract and signed all the players that were coming in out of the club in conjunction with his brother. There's a system in every club now that has all this data that needs to be analysed in relation to player stats that are coming in, and Derry look to be going down that road. This is a very, very important role, because if you sign the wrong player, that player could cost you a lot of money and upset the balance of the team. And if you're looking to play a certain way and build a certain style of play, then these players must fit that model that is coming in. So again, that that relationship between the first team manager or coach, as they're better known now, and the head of player recruitment. And you can see at Man United when it doesn't go right, or even at Liverpool this season when it doesn't go right, you know, it does have an adverse effect on the whole setup at the club. So it's an important role for Derry. I'm not sure who they're lining up. Is there somebody that they're going to bring in from the UK? Have there somebody locally that they're looking to do, or somebody within the League of Ireland that knows the league scene? But again, it is hugely, hugely important to get the right players into any club. And for Derry, you know, they've had a lot of players coming and going over the last couple of years, so there has to be question marks that around what has happened previously, and make sure that they do get it right into the future.
And obviously the relationship has to be good with the current manager there, the current head coach, Tiernan Lynch, who's taken a lot of flack on social media from Derry City supporters about their performance this year. Is this going to work for Derry going forward?
It has to work, you know, because if it doesn't work when they come to the next transfer window, I'm sure they're going to be looking for one or two players to come in. You know, Derry have a big squad there. There has been a huge turnover over the last couple of years. So for Tiernan Lynch, it needs to work, and he needs to make sure that whoever is coming in now does get the right balance and gets the right players. And, you know, James McLean seems to be the fellow who the finger has been pointed at a lot, because he's been playing in central midfield. You know, when you're recruiting James McLean, you would have always looked at him as an outside left. But the best player in Derry's team this last couple of seasons has been Michael Duffy, who's also played in that position. So, you know, trying to get the right pieces for the jigsaw to fit together, and to have a couple of people that can come into the squad that doesn't upset the balance or keeps the rhythm of the team flowing, is really, really important. And I think that's where Derry needs to look at. Who is their long-term players that they're going to build this current team round, whether that's Tiernan Lynch or somebody else? You know, you have mentioned the Derry fans are unhappy, and I think justifiably so, when they've only had 4 victories out of 16 games. That does put Tiernan and the squad under pressure. And I just seen Michael Duffy's interview after the Drogheda game the last day, and he was really, really disappointed that they got nothing out of the game. So going to Waterford this week is something that will be very, very important coming into the next 2 games, because there will be a lot of pressure. And particularly with Stephen Kenny coming back to the Brandywell with St. Pat's, and Shelburne coming as well. And we know the history that Derry has with Shelburne over the last couple of seasons, with those league winning matches or those end of season matches. These are a big, big 10 days now for Derry. And whoever's going to be appointed, I presume the player recruitment person needs to come in for the next window that'll be opening up in about 6 weeks' time. This person needs to hit the ground running, so they really do need to have an understanding of what the strengths are in the Derry squad and what players need to come in to make them better.
Yeah. There's, I suppose, one of the standout fixtures this week is that Connacht derby, Sligo Rovers against Galway. Galway currently 8th, Sligo in 9th. That's 3rd and 2nd from bottom, respectively. They're separated by a point, so the 3 points, whoever comes away with in this game, is going to be huge, so it is, on Saturday evening at the Showgrounds, Joe.
Massive. It's a huge game for John Russell and John Caulfield, you know, that they try and get a really positive result out of this. Both managers had a couple of good results over the last couple of weeks, and again, they need to build on that. And again, I think this is the strength of the League of Ireland, where, you know, Galway had a couple of really positive results and then they get a couple of negative ones, and Sligo have been the same. So that consistency is something that is hugely important for both teams. You know, you would have thought out of the last 5 games, John got 2 wins and then he got a loss and then 2 draws, as for John Caulfield is the other way, where he has 3 draws and 2 defeats bookended at each side of those draws. So again, it's really important that whoever comes out on top, that gives them just that little bit of filler, because you do not want to be stuck in that 9th place come the end of the season. You want to try and push up the table. And when you look at it above the table, people have said Drogheda has had a really good start. You know, Shelburne hasn't had the start that they had, and Derry is just sitting on 19 points. So from 5th down to 9th, there's only 3 points between them, and that just shows how tough and how tight the league table is at the minute in the Premier Division.
It does indeed. Listen, Joe, we're going to have to park it there. So we are. Many thanks for joining us on the Score programme tonight, and as always, enjoy the football at the weekend. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, Archie.